I never imagined I would be asked to model swimwear or lingerie. And so saying yes again to that was like, okay, I'm going to do this. And even though it was way out of my comfort zone, I came back from that shoot a different person. I came back so much more confident in my body. And also the reaction from other women of my age group were like, I see somebody that's got a body like mine. You know, I'm not your typical average body. I'm a UK size 14, 16. I've got long gray hair. And so it felt like I was doing something with a purpose, that I felt like other women could see themselves in me, whatever shape or form that meant. So that meant something. And that's really driven me to the work that I'm doing now. And now my favorite jobs are lingerie.
Welcome to Reinvention Rebels, stories of brave and unapologetic women, 50 to 90 years young, who have boldly reimagined life on their own terms to find new purpose and possibilities. I'm your host, Wendy Battles. Ready for a dose of inspiration? Let's get to it. Hey, everyone. Welcome, welcome. It's Wendy, host of the Reinvention Rebels podcast, and I am so glad you are stopping by for this episode. In fact, it's our first guest episode of season 4. I'm very excited to introduce you to the very amazing Rachel Peru in a couple of moments. But first, I want to welcome any of you that might be new listeners. If this is your first time coming across the Reinvention Rebels podcast, I hope you'll stay for a while. I have the honor and pleasure of talking to, interviewing the most extraordinary women, everyday women like you and me, between 50 and 90, who have reinvented themselves in interesting, bold, and unapologetic ways. And they are so inspiring. They remind me that if they can do it, we all can do it in our own unique way. We can have our own version of some kick-ass reinvention. So stick around. I think you'll see that you're in for quite a treat. Before I get to the main event and I introduce you to Rachel, I do want to ask you if you had a chance to listen to last week's episode. I loved it. It was all about showing up for yourself. Do you show up for yourself? Do you make you a priority? And I talked about my experiences, my fits and starts with showing up for myself. I am a work in progress. I'm guessing you are too. It takes ongoing practice to figure these things out. But I talked a little bit about my experiences this summer, how I leaned more into showing up for myself, what I gained from that, why it's so important. And then I pose 3 questions to all of you to get you thinking about showing up for yourself. So if you didn't have a chance to check it out yet, I hope you'll do so. I'm linking to it in the show notes so it's easy to find. And, you know, we're growing and figuring it out. We're sometimes 1 step forward, 2 steps back. But I do feel like I am making forward progress. And I hope you feel that same hopeful way as you think about your reinvention journey. So with that in mind, let's start this conversation and let me introduce you to someone I think you're going to find, just like I do, is extraordinary and has a lot to share, Rachel Peru. At 52, Rachel Peru is a silver-haired curve model, body confidence activist, influencer, and host of the Out of the Bubble podcast. Rachel has fully embraced her curves and her naturally gray hair. In fact, she has become famous for her silver locks and is flying the flag for misunderstood and misrepresented women everywhere. She's passionate about showing other women, particularly those in midlife, that they are not invisible. Rachel broke barriers when she appeared in a groundbreaking Swimsuits for All campaign with Ashley Graham, and her career was launched from there. After starting a new career in modeling at 46, Rachel now champions women in midlife and inspires others to step out of their comfort zone to become more confident through sharing other women's stories on her weekly Out of the Bubble podcast. Rachel has recently been included in Platinum Magazine's top 50 influencers list and featured in Forbes. Rachel Peru, welcome to the Reinvention Rebels guest chair.
Thank you so much, Wendy. I'm excited to be here. The tables are turned, aren't they, this week?
The tables are turned. And I want all of you to know that I recently had the honor of being on the Out of the Bubble podcast with Rachel, and we had such a blast. And I'll actually link to our interview on her podcast in the show notes. It was so much fun. And I have to tell you, though, that I met Rachel because Rachel was pursuing me on Twitter. Right?
Yeah.
And that was just a great way to meet on social media and connect and find out that we have this shared passion for lifting up women and this idea that let's feature each other. Let's talk about what we're doing and share each other's stories on our own podcast so more people can see the possibilities that exist. So, Rachel, I'm just really excited that you've joined me today. And I know we're going to have a great conversation because, you know, I have a ton of questions to ask you.
Fabulous. I'm ready.
I want to begin with modeling because you have reinvented yourself as a model in your late 40s, now in your early 50s. You continue to model. And I know that this idea of starting to model at 46, for most of us, we're thinking, my body's changing, my waistline might be expanding, I have roles that I didn't have before, I maybe don't feel as good in my body as I have in the past. I'm really curious as to how this reinvention unfolded for you.
It's interesting because I feel like I've done things slightly backwards. I didn't have the body confidence in my 20s and 30s that perhaps when I look at photos of my body now, I probably should have done, but I really lacked it. And it's not until kind of my 40s that I've actually felt so much more confident. So I would have never have even dreamed of doing modeling when I was younger. And it was never a lifelong dream because of that. It was never something that was on my radar. I actually got divorced at 40 and went to university and got a degree in education studies because I thought I was going to do teaching. And I thought, that's fantastic. I'll have a new career as a teacher. I was really excited about it. And kind of life has a funny way of turning things upside down and not following your plans. During that time, after I'd got my degree, due to family illness, I had to take some time out. So I was back at home. And it was during that period of time when I was really kind of, I suppose my confidence had been knocked again because I'd found myself quite isolated at home and I wasn't working and I found that really difficult. A friend volunteered me to model for a local charity fashion show. So I said yes, went along, never done anything like that before. And I was really nervous. I mean, I remember my heart thumping before I was standing on stage waiting to go on. But I came off and I absolutely loved it. I really felt empowered. I felt like I was stood taller. I just felt more confident just from that one first walk on the catwalk. And I continued to volunteer to model for them each year. It was an annual event. And after about 6 years, I was dying to do more. I loved it. I loved the way it made me feel. So I talked to a couple of professional models and they gave me a bit of advice. And so I thought, actually, why not try it? Why not do something different? It was at a time when everybody in my family had all settled. My children were a lot more independent. It felt like my time to think about what I wanted to do. So I thought, so I sent off images to local agencies across the, well, all across the country, really. But thinking, if I got something close by in a city near me, it would be quite a nice hobby. It would be something I could do along with everything else. And I got signed by a London agency straight away. So then I thought, okay, let's take this seriously. Got it up the ante.
Amazing.
Yeah. And I love it. I can't imagine doing anything else now. I really feel like I found my place. And I didn't have that when I was younger. It's interesting.
It's really interesting that you say that you found your place because I have that same feeling about you reinventing myself as a podcaster, that this is what I meant to do. And I hear that in what you're saying. But one of the things that you said that struck me was like, why not? Like, yeah. Why shouldn't I go for it? And I think that women often, we don't ask ourselves that enough.
Yeah, definitely. And that's something that I think fear for me was a huge part that held me back when I was younger because I was so lacked in confidence and self-belief. I said no to so many things in my 20s and 30s that looking back now, I wish I hadn't. But then when you do find that confidence, it's really liberating. So then you think, actually, all these opportunities exist out there. And you've just got to start saying yes to things because you just don't know where that's going to lead to. It might not lead to anywhere. It might not, you know, nothing might happen, but what an experience I will have had trying along the way.
I think there's so much to be said for that. Why not? And going for it. Just say yes.
Yeah.
Just explore it. Because one of the things I've found in interviewing all of these women who I consider to be reinvention rebels is that they have the same quality that you have, being curious.
Yeah.
That's what I hear, that you leaned into your curiosity and you said, well, what if I tried this? I don't know what will happen. You had no idea when you sent your things out that you would get signed right away by an agency. But if you hadn't tried.
Exactly. Yeah.
You wouldn't have known that. And I like how you said, well, I will dip my toe in and see what happens. And tell us what's happened since then. So you got signed by this agency. And then how have things unfolded?
Yeah. So within the first year, I was 47 and I found myself getting booked by the Swimsuits for All brand, which obviously is an American brand. And found myself being flown to the Bahamas to work alongside Ashley Graham, and Lizzo was there in the shoot. So we did a video. And so I was 47 modeling swimwear. So when I started this whole modeling journey, I kind of thought it might be lifestyle, fashion, beauty type of work, because I think that's kind of what historically what we think of older women in the model industry as. And that would have been great. And I do like doing that kind of work, but I never imagined I would be asked to model swimwear or lingerie. And so saying yes again to that was like, okay, I'm going to do this. And even though it was way out of my comfort zone, I came back from that shoot a different person. I came back so much more confident in my body. And also the reaction from other women of my age group were like, I see somebody that's got a body like mine. You know, I'm not your typical average body. I'm a UK size 14, 16. I've got long grey hair. And so it felt like I was doing something with a purpose, that I felt like other women could see themselves in me, whatever shape or form that meant. So that meant something. And that's really driven me to the work that I'm doing now. And now my favorite jobs are lingerie, which I never thought I'd be saying, but
I
love it.
I love that. I love that you get to model those things. I love that you show up in your curvy body.
Yeah.
Because I think that in the past, there's been this idea of what a model looks like, someone who's super tall and thin and, you know, pale,
yeah,
what have you, but not someone that has all these curves, not someone that might be plus size. And it is so empowering to see women of all sizes and shapes and colors and different backgrounds and experiences, you know, that we've broadened this idea of what a model is, what a model looks like. And I think that, you know, that we definitely can see ourselves in that, in your story, in seeing you model this lingerie and thinking, oh, okay, well, if Rachel can do that,
yeah,
I can wear lingerie too with all my curves,
yeah,
and
exactly,
my plus size or whatever size I am, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And not just that, I think, you know, lots of women I speak to, as I get older, as you mentioned, your body changes. You know, I'm going through the menopause. My waist has got wider and my body shape's changing. And I know lots of women struggle with that. And I think being open about it and also seeing curvier women of all different shapes and sizes and backgrounds, that helps the other people's body image, because then they can look in the mirror and think, okay, I can just embrace what I've got and not stress too much because there are other people out there that have got the same bodies as me. And if we don't see that, we just internalize everything.
Yeah, exactly. And I was thinking about that because in season two, I had interviewed Carolyn Doling, who started her modeling career at 72.
Oh, brilliant.
And right, which is like amazing also. Like, who does that?
Yeah.
And I love this story because she's short, she's African-American, she's got, you know, white hair like you. Again, the kind of things that we don't think of as the typical model, whatever society, you know, how society has deemed that. And I found it so empowering to hear her talk about that. And I love that she was representing older women in this very stylish way, not the frumpy, the kind of thing that sometimes people perceive, oh, you get older, you're kind of frumpy.
Yeah.
Not at all. You both prove that we can show up in many different ways and be very empowered and feel really good in our bodies and, right, kind of go from there.
Yeah, definitely. It's a mindset thing, isn't it? We can approach aging in a much more positive way than historically perhaps we have been led to believe in society. And I think there's a lot more pro-aging, positive women out there that are really just embracing life and really doing some amazing things. And that excites me.
Yeah, me too. Me too. One of the things I really adore about your story is the sense of freedom you've gained. This freedom over the years as you've gained confidence in yourself and your body, and to stand in your power, that you're really doing that in this very profound way. You are a role model for so many people, but I know that there are women listening who are saying, Rachel's really amazing, but that's not me. I don't feel that body confident. And I can look at her and say, that's really awesome, she's doing that, but I still don't feel that same way. Do you have any advice for someone who might be in that space of, I don't feel as confident, or I want to feel more confident, but I don't know where to start. I just don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
What advice would you give someone like that?
Firstly, I think it's really important to recognize that even though I am really body confident and I'm much happier in my skin, that doesn't mean to say it's a done deal unless that box is ticked. There are days when I don't feel brilliant about myself, but the difference is now I've learned to not let that get into my mindset and stop me from doing things where in the past it would have done. So now it's just, okay, I'm not having a great day, but I'm still going to get on and get on with life and put it behind me. Whereas before it would just be all consuming. But I think there's a misconception, isn't there, that people say, oh yeah, I'm body confident. That means that they're always going to feel positive. And that's just not realistic. I would say you've got to start being kind to yourself. Look in the mirror. Make sure, because I know loads of women that just avoid looking in the mirror. Look in the mirror, look at yourself. Find one thing that you like about yourself, whether it's you've got nice eyes, whether you like your hands, there will be something that you can focus on that's a positive. And make sure you look at that every single day and remember that you like your eyes, you like your smile, you like the way your curves over your hips. There will be some part of your body that you will be okay with, and build on that and keep adding to that list each week, and just take things slowly. Be kind to yourself.
I love that advice. I love that. Start small, start with one thing, and then do it every day. Look at that thing and appreciate whatever that is. Because you're right, we spend a lot of time complaining about ourselves, being self-critical.
Yeah.
In a way that I would never let anybody else talk to me the way I sometimes can talk to myself.
Absolutely.
Which seems crazy, right? It's like, well, if I wouldn't let anyone else talk to me in this mean way, why would I do that to myself?
Yeah. And it's like that thing, isn't it? When you're with a group of girlfriends, that we almost compete with each other about how we can put our own bodies down in front of our friends.
Yes.
And that's something that really I'm passionate about, making sure that we stop those conversations and we pull each other up and say, no, hang on a minute. You shouldn't be saying that about yourself. It's not, you shouldn't be that negative about yourself in front of each other.
Are you thinking, I'll have some of what she's having? Reinvention Ripples are amazing, as you can hear from our discussion. They've put themselves first, decided their dreams matter, and are taking action. They have unleashed their inner rebel and are living on purpose in midlife. Are you ready to start putting yourself first and embark on your midlife dreams, focused on what you want, not others' ideas of what you should do? Come check out my new audio course, Midlife Reinvention from the Inside Out, 8 Essentials to Greenlight Your Life. I share my roadmap to get you started on your reinvention journey with the key components you need to navigate detours and get on the road to smooth reinvention sailing. Sis, it is time to give yourself the green light to shine in midlife and crush those dreams of yours with joy and purpose. Join today and let's reinvent and get inspired together. Details are in the show notes. Yeah, exactly. And you know how it is, it's so easy to give our friends advice that we have a hard time applying to ourselves. So this idea of deeper self-compassion, offering ourselves more grace, really paying attention to the messages we're sending ourselves, because I think when we become more self-aware and we're tuning into those sometimes unconscious or very subtle messages we send ourselves, when we can begin to become more aware of those, then I think we can start that shift that you're talking about.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And it's work. It's always work in progress. It's never going to be a done deal. But it's just once you get there, it is freeing. It is liberating. And it has opened up my eyes to so many different things. And looking back now, I think I wish I'd discovered this sooner. But it's never too late.
Exactly. And I have that same feeling. If I only had known this sooner. If only I'd had this wisdom sooner. But we received the wisdom when we did. And we were able to move forward with that. Because I like what you said about it's an ongoing journey.
Yeah.
Even though there are days you feel amazing, some days you're like, well, maybe not as much, but you know that you're in this overall space of feeling good. So I think we can tune back into that feeling. Like, what does it feel like when I feel really good about my body? Or I look in the mirror and I feel really good. What's going on when that's happening? And how can I tune into more of that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Stay, right?
Yeah.
In that higher condition. Okay, can I ask you a question? Are you enjoying this episode as much as I am? Isn't Rachel amazing? Her experiences, what she's done to reimagine her life in midlife? I love it. And it's very inspiring to me. Here's a question for you. Who do you know in your life? A couple of people who would really benefit from hearing Rachel's story, who would get inspired, who maybe need a little kickstart to remind them about what's possible in midlife and beyond. I'm gonna ask you a small favor. Would you please share this with one or two friends, colleagues, family members, anyone you know that you think would really gain something from listening? Because isn't it great to spread the reinvention love around and get more people inspired? So thanks in advance for sharing. I love listening to your podcast. It's so awesome. There's so many interesting women that you interview, women doing all kinds of amazing things, women that are really shining a light on what I consider to be the endless possibilities that exist. There are so many things. And I know sometimes we can't see them all because we're sometimes stuck in our narrow view of ourselves. But I think that when we hear other stories, it inspires us about what could be possible, even though I'm not going to become a model at 57. But I see possibilities for my own life. So when I hear your story, it inspires me about other things I might do. Yeah. And I think that's the power of this. What have you learned from sharing other stories?
So much. So, I mean, I started the podcast because of exactly that, because I was reading so many stories of other women that were sharing these stories of reinvention that just inspired me and really helped motivate me and think, okay, if she could do that, then I can do this. And that's the key thing, isn't it? But I think one of the big things for me is how resilient women are. You know, women that I've talked to have overcome some huge hurdles in life. But they get back up again, and then they keep going, and then they're driven, and then they move on to something else, and then a whole new chapter comes up out of something that was a darkest day. Then there is light after that, and they've gone through the tunnel. And I think that's been really humbling for me, listening to those stories in particular.
I think so too. What are some of your favorite stories from the people that you've been featuring and interviewing?
Oh gosh, so many. It's hard to choose, isn't it? Well, I've interviewed over 100 women now.
Wow.
One of my kind of favorites that I use a lot is because she's a friend of mine, but it's a lady called Jo Mosley, who we were both school mums at the gates of the school gates when our kids were little, and we didn't really know each other, but we both got divorced at a very similar time. So we kind of started to bond. And she had never done any sports whatsoever. She'd never done any activity. She was just not interested in a kind of later in life. And then in her mid-50s, going through the menopause, she started paddleboarding and really fell in love with it. She then went on and did an amazing challenge where she paddleboarded the Liverpool to Goole in the UK. It's a long canal ride. It's 127 miles. She's the oldest woman to have done that. She's now doing another big paddleboarding challenge this summer. She's just written an amazing book. She's got a podcast, and I've seen her. So for me, I think her growth has been amazing to watch, because she now has passion, purpose, connecting with so many people and doing things that she never would have had the confidence or thought she could even be, you know, that would be possible later in life. And I love seeing that. She's somebody that I hugely admire for just saying yes and seeing where it goes.
I love that story. I love how she said yes.
Yeah.
And I love what has led to also, which is what is so familiar and so inspiring about your story too, that you had no idea when you dipped your toe in, as I'm sure she probably didn't either, no. When she said, oh, maybe I'll just try this.
Yeah.
What it could create. And that is so powerful when we realize we're so much more capable than we think.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the thing that surprised me about myself, is that I am so much more capable than I ever thought I was. And so it's that voyage of self-discovery, isn't it? Which is really exciting later in life. I get excited by the things that I'm doing now because I'm thinking, wow, I've just done that. And I would never have thought I could do it.
Yes, I completely agree. I love that idea when you're like, huh, I am a badass.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're like, what?
Yeah, and own it.
This is like so cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was so powerful. So there, yeah, that is very, you know, just you can't help but feel great about yourself when you do something like that. And I will just say, Rachel, that one time I tried paddleboarding. And it was when we were in the Caribbean on vacation, and it was in the ocean, so it was a little rough.
Yeah.
And all the things that the teacher told me, I apparently completely ignored and did exactly the opposite and was going out to sea.
Oh, no.
And they didn't come and get me. So then I finally got into a calmer place. But it was so hard. It was so much harder than I imagined. And I have to tell you, the next day, I could barely walk.
Yeah, she makes it muscles. Look so easy. She makes it look so easy. Yeah. Yeah. But I think it was 127 miles in about 5 days she did it. It was amazing.
I can't even imagine. No. I could barely do an hour.
Yeah.
And then walk the next day. So kudos to her. That is fabulous.
Yeah.
That's fabulous. And I think it speaks to, as our bodies age, sometimes we have this idea about what they can and can't do. And we can easily get sucked into the media, you know, image of women who become more frail and have osteoporosis. But I also know that women, we can get stronger as we age. I mean, not without work, obviously.
Yeah.
It's not like that just happens, but there's a whole nother narrative about what it means to age that I think we don't hear enough of.
Yeah.
And your stories really illuminate this other path that's possible.
Yeah, no, I mean, I definitely can relate to that because I'm not somebody that's done tons of exercise in their past. It's just not something that has really lit my fire. It's just not been my thing. And now I am going through the menopause. I've suddenly discovered that I actually enjoy going to the gym because it makes me feel stronger. And I'm gaining strength and I'm more toned and I'm working out. And I'm not doing it because I want to be a certain dress size or I want to look differently. I just want that feeling of strength. And, you know, to start doing that in my 50s, I think is brilliant because I'm inspired by so many other women that are out there, like the guests that you've had that are running, you know, marathons at whatever age, you know, anything is possible. Yeah. So we are. I think this generation is changing the narrative for our age group. I think we're the first kind of generation that are doing it for the 50s and 60s. I love it.
I do too. And I think you're right that it's very different than in my mom's generation.
Yeah.
Where they were more like, oh, you know, hang out with your grandchildren, which, you know, people of all ages do now, of course, but in a different way, in a vibrant way. So I think that that's, you know, I think that's where it's at and I love it.
Yeah.
What would you say has brought you the most joy as you step back and think about this whole process of reinventing yourself in your late 40s, in your early 50s? What's brought you the most joy from all of this?
I think I found peace with myself. Because I think I finally discovered who I am and it's taken me a while. So that's been really, I've had this sense of calm about myself now because I know who I am and it's taken me a long stage to be happy with who I am. And so getting there has been an absolute pleasure and I'm really proud of getting to that point. So for me, that's really huge. Also, I love the fact that I've got three children and I love the fact that they can see their mum going out and doing these things and being a good role model. You know, I've got two girls and a son and they need these role models. They need to see that they're not just going to fall off a cliff at 40 and then, you know, that anything is possible. So that's been really special. And also the connections I've made. I love people and I love being around people. That's where I gain my energy. So the modeling work and the podcast has just made so, I've made so many connections through it that have really brought me lots of joy.
So joy on multiple levels.
Yes.
Familial joy with your family and being able to model this kind of behavior for your kids.
Yeah.
And then this expansion, it feels like it's an expansion of your life by getting into modeling, by starting the podcast, as you said, by meeting all these really interesting people. It's also expanded your life in really interesting ways. Because I think that sometimes as we age, you know, our life can shrink. It can get smaller, whether it's people move away, or, you know, we lose people we love, or, you know, for people we were friends with for a long time, we're not friends with anymore, we just become distant. So for lots of different reasons, I feel like there can be this shrinking.
Yeah.
So to hear you talk about the expansion in your 50s, in midlife, I think is really encouraging, especially coming out of the pandemic, because so many of us have felt isolated, right? It's been just the opposite. So to be able to have, and I think the podcast is great because even during the pandemic, you were connecting with people.
Yeah, definitely. That, you know, that was my kind of lifesaver, the podcast during the pandemic. You know, I mean, on Instagram, I created a thing called, I called it my midlife inspirathon. So I interviewed 24 women. So I was live on Instagram from 8:30 in the morning till 9:30 at night. And I raised money for charity, for two women's charities. But I set myself projects like that where it was all about connections and sharing women's stories. And that really helped me through the pandemic hugely, because obviously all the modeling work just, you know, didn't exist for at least a year. So it could have been really difficult without those connections. So I'm super grateful for that.
I love that you did that for all those hours and featured all these women. Oh, it sounds amazing. It sounds amazing. I didn't know you back then, but I'm like, what?
It was really good fun. I loved it. And it was just a whole cross-section of women. And I didn't realize I could talk quite so much.
You're like, that is a really good skill I have. Yeah. Thank you very much. I know how to talk.
Yeah.
I love that, that you created that, that you did that. And I think it also speaks to this idea that we can find community in many different places.
Yeah.
As we age, especially, right? And we use technology. So it doesn't have to just be, I'm meeting my friends in person, or I have to go somewhere to create community. You can create community online, as you did in this very powerful way, like bringing people together.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. I mean, I think there, social media gets a bad rap. I know there's lots of pros and cons for it, particularly on Instagram because of all the filters. And I know for people's mental well-being, it can be really tricky. But the positive side of it is you can really make some authentic connections with like-minded people that help you grow and stretch your mind and just connect with people. And that's what I think we're all craving, particularly after this last couple of years.
Exactly. Exactly. And yes, you're right that there are so many upsides to Instagram. And I know it does seem weird because I know often people are comparing themselves, but I think it's a matter of just finding your people.
Yeah.
Like when you find your people, then it's like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, this supportive tribe of people that want to see you shine. And it feels like we've both been able to do that, which makes it a very different experience.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. I love it. And I do feel part of a really strong community that are lifting each other, women that are lifting each other up, supporting one another. And I think that's really special.
I completely agree. If you had to give your reinvention journey a headline or a theme, what would it be, Rachel?
I would say brave. Bravery. I started the journey when I was 40. And I'm terrified of heights, but I did a tandem skydive because I wanted to start this next decade doing something that would really push me out of my comfort zone so that then I could start building blocks of confidence. And that was definitely my kind of word for the decade, brave. So that's, I'm going to say that.
I have to ask you, because I'm thinking, why would I jump out of a perfectly sound plane? The thought is terrifying to me. So you have to tell us about what that felt like, because that is very brave to jump out of an airplane and go skydiving.
I've done it twice now, and I'm still scared of heights. So it hasn't cured me, I have to say.
That's a good sign.
Yeah. I mean, I did it for charity, so that helped. And it was terrifying. Yeah. Sitting when you're strapped to somebody, sat on the edge of the plane, there is no feeling like it. I can't even explain. It's scary, but it's life affirming. I came down feeling like anything was possible. It really did make me think, okay, you've done that. Look what you've done. And it was life affirming. It just felt so exhilarating and such a rush of adrenaline, and just made me think, okay, you've got this. So what else can you do next?
I love that. And I can see how you could get down from something that big and be like, if I can jump out of a plane,
yeah.
There is nothing I can't do.
Yeah, so exactly. That's the building blocks. That was the start of the building blocks. Yeah.
The building blocks. So as we wrap up, I want to ask you this question, because I know not every woman like myself is going to jump out of a plane, but I love this idea of something to help us jumpstart or kind of get started in our reinvention process. What would you suggest to all of the amazing women listening who are like, well, I want to reinvent myself, but I'm scared or a little nervous about that. What would you suggest someone could do to just move in that direction, to even like ease into it, that maybe isn't jumping out of a plane, but would help them get started?
Say yes. Say yes to something that you would maybe doubt yourself and not do. Say yes. If somebody asks you to go to a networking event that you've never been before and you're scared, say yes. If someone asks you out to a new place and you're not sure about it, say yes. Just say, start saying yes, because even the smallest things, just start saying yes to things.
And I'm all in saying yes. And that's such a great reminder. The next time someone asks us something and we immediately come up with all the reasons we can't, well, I'm really busy, you know, we can go through a whole litany of things. I love that. If we just remember this wisdom from Rachel, just say yes. Just say yes. Just try it.
Exactly. You might say yes and go to something and actually think it's not for me. But then at least you will know that. And that will be based on concrete evidence rather than letting it go in your mind thinking, I might like it, I might not like it. At least you'd know.
At least you'd know. Exactly. I know that people listening are thinking, how can I find this amazing woman? Where is she? How do I find Rachel? And how can I listen to her podcast and learn about more about what she's doing? Where can people find you?
I've got a website. So go to rachelperu.co.uk and come and say hello on Instagram, which is probably one of my favorite places, at rachelperu1.
I love it. And if you're on Twitter, you might find her there too, like I did.
Yes. I'm there. I'm everywhere.
You are everywhere. And I love it. Now I think we're hooked up on just basically every social media platform, which is so fun. Yeah. I love it. Rachel, this has been so much fun, so joyful. I cannot thank you enough for gracing me with your presence, for sharing your story, for helping us see new possibilities that if you can start modeling in your 40s, continue modeling in your 50s, start wearing swimsuits and lingerie as a model and feel empowered, that any of us can have a reinvention journey. We can find ourselves. We can have more freedom. We can feel better in our bodies. We can expand our whole life. And that's a gift to share this story. It's a gift. So I really appreciate your time.
It's been a pleasure. And I'm so glad that we've connected, you know, after kind of following each other and now we've had these conversations. I love what you're doing. And I love the fact that it really does feel like there's a band of women now that are all out there spreading the same message, which is really positive and powerful. So thank you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. And I know that we'll have to do a Where Are They Now episode at a later date and
yes.
Talk about what else we've done.
Absolutely. I will be watching.
I love it. So thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. That's what I can say about this episode. A big wow. So good, so juicy, so inspiring, so full of possibilities, so much light. I loved it, and I hope you did too. Rachel reminds me that anything is possible. If she can start modeling lingerie and bathing suits with her silver hair and mid-40s body and keep doing it in her 50s, what can't you do? Or me? That's the kind of motivation and inspiration we need to follow our own path. If this sparked something in you, if you said, huh, I wonder what I could do, I want to encourage you to download my free audio, 5 questions to spark your curiosity and inspire your Reinvention Rebel journey. Questions to get you thinking, to help you lean into what could be possible in your life. It's free, it's short, it's fun, and I think you'll find it's inspiring. You can check out all the details in the show notes below. And I hope you'll tune in next week for a new solo episode that is, I think it's going to be kind of fun if I do say so myself. And it's about bounce back ability. Bounce back ability. And if you're wondering what that is specifically, well, of course you got to tune in and find out. I'll see you next week. In the meantime, keep shining your light. The world needs you and all that you have to offer. Are you tired of waiting for someday? Feel like you're too old or it's too late to reinvent yourself? Unsure of how you'd even get started on the path to midlife reinvention? I'm here to help. As your guide on the side and host of the top 2% globally rated Reinvention Rebels podcast, I've been around the reinvention block a lot. Here's a simple way you can get started. Sign up for my free audio, 5 questions to spark your curiosity and inspire your Reinvention Rebel journey. It all starts with getting curious about what's possible, and I've got 5 questions to help tease out some very cool ideas. Let's get started. Details are in the show notes.